Listening Practice 1. You are Brandon Young, a member of the Junior Police Call, JPC. You are now attending a meeting about crime prevention. Two researchers, Sam and Sarah, are going to report the results of a survey. Based on what you hear in the conversation, fill in the spaces in the report below. Remember to pay attention to spelling and grammar. You now have 1 minute to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1.5 minutes to tidy up your answers.
All right, Brandon. I've completed the framework of the report for you. You just have to fill in the details and remember to pay attention to grammar and spelling when you're doing that.
Okay.
Sarah has analysed all the responses received and come up with some percentages and figures, along with some advice on how to prevent crime.
The results are quite surprising indeed. I was shocked to find that over half of our interviewees have been victims of crime at some time in the past.
15%?
No, 50%. And about 33% of them said that they have been victims of cybercrime.
That's not surprising, as we have seen a drastic increase in cybercrime in Hong Kong in recent years.
And, as you could have imagined, most of the victims of cybercrime are the elderly. Many victims of cybercrime were deceived by bogus emails and websites, and they disclosed their bank account information, passwords, and credit card details to criminals.
What can people do to protect themselves from falling victim to cybercriminals?
Well, first off, every computer has security features, and everyone should enable those security features.
They should set their web browser security level to the highest level.
Right. But I think the most important thing is people should not disclose their passwords to anyone.
Good point. Banks will never ask their customers for their passwords in emails.
Old people really need to take precautions, as they are easy targets for criminals.
That's right. Actually, they can take a few simple and sensible precautions to prevent themselves from becoming victims of crime. For example, they should not keep large amounts of cash at home. They should keep their money in a bank where it is safe.
Common sense, isn't it? But that's worth noting down, Brandon.
I've already done that.
Good. I guess if they go out, they should not walk alone on quiet streets, as they are older and more fragile. They could easily be overpowered by someone younger and stronger.
So, no walking alone on quiet streets.
At home, they should keep their doors and windows locked. They shouldn't let strangers into their flats.
Right. They shouldn't let strangers into their flats.
So, what did the interviewees say about Hong Kong? I mean, do they feel that Hong Kong is a safe city?
Most interviewees think that Hong Kong is safe, and they are impressed by the services of the Hong Kong police force. They know that they have to stay alert and they shouldn't trust strangers easily. At the end of the day, not all crime is preventable. I guess that's all for the results of the survey.
Well done, Sarah.
That is the end of Listening Practice 1. You now have 1.5 minutes to tidy up your answers.